Prime Minister Gary Conille's first meeting with a White House official, security, economy, and humanitarian crisis discussed. On his first official visit since taking office as Prime Minister, Gary Conille met with U.S. Principal Deputy Security Advisor John Finer. Several important issues, including the multinational force, security, and the humanitarian crisis in Haiti, were on the agenda. The meeting underscored the United States' unwavering support for the Haitian people, who have suffered from gang violence and other crises. With nearly 5 million Haitians in need of emergency food aid, discussions focused on the country's immediate and long-term needs, according to a statement on the White House website. During the meeting with the Haitian Prime Minister, Mr. Finer reaffirmed the United States' commitment to supporting the Haitian people. The United States is aware of the serious problems facing Haiti, including endemic gang violence and a dire humanitarian situation that has left millions in need, the National Security Advisor said. The Haitian people have suffered for too long at the hands of gangs, the White House statement said. Multinational Security Support Mission, MSS. The deployment of the UN-authorized Multinational Security Support Mission, MSS, in Haiti was also at the center of discussions. Mr. Finer stressed the importance of integrating strong accountability and control mechanisms into the MSS mission. It is essential to strongly support the integration of robust accountability and control mechanisms, reads the press release. In addition to security issues, Finer and Prime Minister Conille discussed strategies to promote economic growth and democratic governance in Haiti, according to the White House press release. Humanitarian crisis in Haiti. The humanitarian crisis in Haiti was also discussed. Nearly 5 million people are in need of emergency food aid, wrote the U.S. government in a statement on the White House website, underlining the gravity of the situation. U.S. support consists of providing food, medical supplies, and other essential resources to those affected by the crisis. This assistance is crucial to alleviating the suffering of the Haitian people and supporting their recovery. Gary Conille's first official trip. This is Gary Conille's first official trip since being installed as Prime Minister. It is also his first official meeting with a high-level Biden administration official. Unlike the U.S. government, the Haitian authorities gave no details of this meeting with a senior White House official and other personalities from the Haitian diaspora in the United States. While Gary Conille is visiting the United States, armed bandits continue to reign supreme. They killed more than 20 people in the commune of Gressier, south of Port-au-Prince. They also set fire to the local police station, according to reports in the Haitian media. All these actions took place under the watchful eye of the first contingents of the multinational force recently arrived in Haiti. Several Kenyan police officers were spotted last week in the streets of Port-au-Prince alongside officers of the Haitian National Police.